Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church, and this is our Hearts Ablaze Sunday School. Amen. Praise God. As I said earlier, amen, this is your safe place. Amen. Praise God. This space is governed, amen, by the Spirit of the Lord. Praise God. God, amen, is having his way in this space and in this place. Amen. In your hearts. Amen. Praise God. And we thank God for who he is and what it is that he does in the lives of his people. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So welcome to Hearts Ablaze Sunday School. Praise God. I am Apostle Asia. I am your facilitator for today. Amen. And so let us just, amen, prepare our hearts by faith to receive all that God has for us. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, oh God, for this time of fellowship. Hallelujah. How we can just embark upon your presence, hallelujah, to be able to sup with you and to receive the provision that you are releasing unto us this day. I ask that you bless your people, oh God, through the word. Illuminate the eyes of their understanding, oh God. Sharpen their spiritual sight and light in the name of Jesus by the blood, God. Let your anointing anoint me by your spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. That your people will be blessed, amen, through the word of God, hallelujah, that is taught on today, that is God breath. Do what you will, oh God. Throw the weight of your glory around, oh God. Have your way in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God, amen. Amen, beloved. So the text today, the lesson is on Jesus' authority over demons. And I just want to point out, I did receive one emailed homework, and so I know that this is something new for a lot of people. Amen. Sister Samantha emails her homework. Praise God, beloved. We want to encourage you to do the work. Amen. Answer the questions. Do the work. Praise God. I will be grading those homeworks and sending them back in. We will be keeping account. Amen. Concerning, amen, the homeworks, and if the Holy Spirit is leading you to add some extra revelation, amen, praise God, of what it is that you really got out of it, I would like to hear that, amen, because in hearing that, I can hear your heart, amen, toward the lesson, praise God. But today's lesson is Jesus' authority, I believe, over demons is today's lesson. And the scripture lesson text is coming forth from Mark chapter 9, and we are reading Mark 9, 14 through 29. Is there anyone on that can read this morning?
Good morning. I'll be able to read. I still have time.
Bless you, woman of God. Sister Samantha?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you driving or are you still?
Not yet. I'm still.
Okay. Well, praise God, woman of God. Then you start us out. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay. scripture lesson text. I'm going to be starting Mark 9:14. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway, all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. 16, and he asked the scribes, what question ye with them? 17, and one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. 18, and wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. 19, he answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. Verse 20. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. Verse 21, and he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. Verse 22, and oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Verse 23, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Verse 24, and straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief.
Hallelujah.
Verse 25, when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. Verse 26, and the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. Verse 27, but Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Verse 28, and when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? Verse 29, and he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Beloved, the golden text today is Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Mark 9:23. And Father, we pray today that you grace us to only believe, to only believe, to only believe, to only believe in Jesus' name, to only believe your promise, to only believe your principles and precepts, to only believe your ability to do just what you said, to only believe in Jesus Christ and his finished work at the cross, to only believe that that provision from the cross is working in our life, God, we only believe. We do not doubt, regardless of what's going on. We know that you are bigger, greater, more powerful, that the authority is only yours. In every aspect of our life, God, we only believe. Amen. Praise God. And if there's any place where there is unbelief, God, help us, amen, with our unbelief, amen, that we will only believe in Jesus' name, amen. So, beloved, today I have a treat for you today. Sister Samantha is going to start off teaching a lesson, amen, and I'm going to teach along with her, you know, as the Holy Spirit leads, amen, or she will just teach, amen, praise God. And so, Sister Samantha, I release the line to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Today's aim is the facts is to get a clearer picture of the role of faith in our daily Christian lives.
Mm-hmm.
Our principle is to understand the power of faith in God to change situations.
Mm-hmm.
And the application is to pray with greater confidence in the power of the Lord for a current struggle. And then today's lesson, we will examine Mark 9 to help us get a clearer picture of what it means to have a powerful faith. For developing the lesson, one, the disciples disputing Mark 9:14-18. As Jesus, along with Peter, James, and John, descended from the Mount of Transfiguration, he found the rest of the disciples and the Jewish scribes disputing among themselves. One of the men in the crowd addressed the Savior and told him, that the issue concerned the pitiful situation his son faced. A demon had afflicted his son so that he could not speak or hear. Mm-hmm. The man said, I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. Apparently, the disciples attempted to drive out the demon, but were unable to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And number two is the Lord's questioning, Mark 9:19-23. Jesus was moved by the boy's condition and the disciples' inability to heal the child. In response to Jesus' question, the father explained that his son had been afflicted from his childhood. The father further stated that the demon had often tried to destroy his son by burning and drowning him. At this point, the distraught father cried out to the Lord Jesus, if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus responded in tenderness with the assurance that all things are possible to him that believeth. Jesus had identified the heart of the issue, belief or faith. He encouraged the man to exercise confidence in him and have faith in his power to deliver the boy from demon possession. The father's believing. In Mark 9:24-27, the father was ready to exercise faith in the Lord, but also recognized the weakness of his faith. Lord, I believe. Help thy unbelief.
Amen.
Having a weak faith can be a common ailment for many believers. The father had given enough evidence of faith that the Lord rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. The evil spirit had to obey the Lord. Jesus tenderly lifted the boy and returned him to his grateful father. And point four is the Lord's teaching, Mark 9:28-29. Later, Jesus' disciples asked him why they could not cast out the demon from the boy. The Lord responded that this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. This kind of miracle could only occur with prolonged and focused dependence on the Lord, which they apparently had not done.
Mm-hmm.
Those who rely on the Lord can have a powerful faith. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
I'm not sure if I'm going in the right direction, but
the Holy Spirit sure is. Trust God. The Holy Spirit is going in the right direction.
Amen. And as we're studying the text, amen, Peter, James, and John were with Jesus at the Transfiguration.
Mm-hmm.
It was the most glorious mountaintop experience they could possibly have had.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on to share with us a needy son, which was a question for the scribes.
Mm-hmm.
Coming down from the mountain, Jesus, mm-hmm. Peter, James, and John immediately faced the reality the other disciples had been trying to handle in their absence.
Uh-huh.
It involved a problem that had arisen among the people who were around them, and it involved the power and workings of a demon in a young boy. This is the last exorcism that Mark recorded. And it was the disciples' lack of glory in this story contrast with Jesus' glory of the Transfiguration.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. So, and the word,
you know, beloved, I am so excited. Excuse me, Sister Samantha. I'm so excited about the course that the Holy Spirit is taking Sister Samantha on in the teaching of this lesson. Amen. Praise God. And as she's teaching, I'm applying, and I expect for those that are on the line or those that will hear it later, amen, to really engage the scripture and the points that God is having her to bring out. Amen, praise God, because it is for our development. Amen, praise God. Amen. Yes, when we are dependent on the Holy Spirit to take us in a direction, the Holy Spirit will take us in that direction. Amen, praise God. And as she was teaching, there was key things that stood out to me, amen, concerning the boy being thrown down. How many of us have experienced or seen things where we thought people were crazy? Amen. Listen, this spirit threw this boy in the fire and in the water, huh? Made him have seizures, you know, and not that every epileptic situation is a demon. This is why we have to be led by the Spirit and have discernment. Amen. But this spirit was tormenting him, tripping him up, throwing him down. Amen. Treating him badly. Amen. Praise God. And so sometimes people are experiencing things and they are captive and they need to be made free. And that's why God anointed us, that the captives can be made free. Amen. Praise God. So Sister Samantha, I'm truly being blessed do the teach that is coming forth. Amen. Praise God. And I just want to release the line to you as we all are eager to partake and receive what else God has given you.
Amen. And as we have already stated that the question that for the scribes were, you know, and that was just being translated from verse 14.
Uh-huh.
And it was to indicate their investigation for the discussion, that is, they were in a dispute or controversy with one another. Mark did not mention the subject of their discussion, nor did he explain why the people were amazed when they saw Jesus. The Greek word signifies that they were absolutely astonished.
Oh, yes.
Jesus began by addressing the scribes with that question. Apparently, they had been the ones leading the argument. It is very likely that they had been watching the disciples and taunting them about their attempts to do something at which they were miserably failing. And Jesus' question was direct. What question ye with them? In verse 16.
Amen.
And then our next highlight text for this lesson was a request from a father. And then the father, he said he had brought his son to Jesus to have him exorcise a demon that had robbed the boy of speech and hearing. The demon was causing him to be self-destructive. This initial description given by the father sounds like epileptic convulsions, but it would soon become clear that the demon was causing more than this. The father then explained that he had spoken to Jesus' disciples about helping him since Jesus himself was absent, but they had failed in their attempt. And that we went on to a rebuke for that generation. Jesus had given his disciples authority to cast out demons, Mark 6 and 7, and verse 13, and yet their ministry to the boy was ineffective. No wonder the Lord was grieved with them. How often he must be grieved with us when we fail to use the spiritual resources he has graciously given to his people. Jesus' words were biting and direct and were probably meant for everyone present, including the father and the disciples. He had encountered so much unbelief that we can understand why he took such a direct tone. Later, he indicated that his disciples' faith was not strong in this incident. How much more did he need to do and say to convince them about himself and his ability? Nevertheless, Jesus would not let a needy boy go without help, so he asked that he be brought to him. And then it's Mark 9, 21 through 24, it shares about a believing father, and it's an explanation about the son. Why did Jesus ask how long the boy had been afflicted? No doubt he did so for the sake of the father, who was needed to acknowledge his desperate need for help from Jesus.
Amen.
He has seen his son like this ever since early childhood, so it was indeed a seemingly impossible situation. Perhaps Jesus also asked the question for the benefit of the crowd, so they would know that only the power of God could help the boy. The description the father gave of what repeatedly happened to his son reveals that his condition was more than epilepsy. These were the destructive activities of a demon. It was a demon that often threw him into the fire and water, and the father understood that it was trying to destroy him. He had probably been forced to rescue him many times. And the man asked for compassion for his son, one of the encouraging truths we encounter in reading the gospel is the regularity with which we read of Jesus' compassion upon needy people. We must never give up hope. And then it's a challenge to have faith. But it was not a question about Jesus' ability, but rather a question about the Father's belief in him and what
Amen.
He could do. The Father's response was immediate and strong. He declared his faith, but he also acknowledged that it was frail and needed to be built up. Instead of again calling Jesus Master, he now called him Lord. Most of us can identify with this man's assessment of himself. We have put our trust in God and believe he will provide and protect, but then we experience pangs of doubt when facing a difficult situation. We too then cry out, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. Let me go on to identify a powerful savior in a demon's lack of power. Without further delay, Jesus commanded the demon to come out of the boy and never enter him again. His words were an authoritative charge. No demon could ever defy this. And the wording of the text indicate an extreme spasmodic convulsion. As the people gathered around, they concluded that he was indeed dead. But at that moment, Jesus calmly reached down and took his hand and helped him stand up. It appears that the demon had done his best to kill the boy, but it come in all such attempts. I'm sorry, I skipped. But it now became obvious that the power of Jesus was more than sufficient to overcome all such attempts. The boy's healing was complete. Not only was he free of the demon, but he had the strength to go on as normal. And we look at an answer concerning the disciples' lack of power. Jesus and his disciples left the crowds of people and entered into the privacy of a house where the perplexed disciples immediately asked why they had failed so miserably. what they had been unable to accomplish, Jesus had done with relative ease. Where were they lacking? And this was one of the more powerful demons. Matthew adds a fuller explanation by Jesus. Because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. If those who lived in Jesus' presence so constantly faltered in their belief, how much easier is it for us to falter? We must daily renew our trust in him. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Did this teach that God had given to Sister Samantha the way the lesson came forth? Beloved, I pray that there were some things that stood out to you. There were some key things that stood out to me. Sister Samantha, when God had you to say that as the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the people were at his disciples, that Jesus asked them, what problem do you have with them? Amen. Praise God. Like, what is the problem? And I believe that today that he takes up our cause like that. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I believe today that he protects us in that manner, that he is concerned. Amen. Praise God. With the things that are going on in our life that is controversial. Amen. Praise God. And that he does get in the midst of it. Amen. Hallelujah. And with another thing that I saw was that there was a presumptuous faith of the disciples. Amen. Praise God. Because Jesus did empower them to do these type of works before. They cast out demons before. They healed the sick before, right? And so they should have been able to do it again. Amen. Praise God. And they couldn't. And so that was one of the things that I saw here. And in that alone time with Christ, not in front of everybody, but in that alone time, because they were his disciples, they received more teaching than the crowd got. And so part of that teaching was, this kind only come by fasting and praying. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so, beloved, we have to make sure that we're constantly increasing our faith. The Bible tells us to go from faith to faith and glory to glory, and that faith come by hearing and by hearing of the word of God. And I believe that even as Sister Samantha stepped out on faith, when we step out on faith to use the gift that God has given us, he began to unfold more revelation. More revelation began to unfold because now we're looking at the scriptures through different eyes, not just for ourselves, you know, that we can apply it to our daily life, but also that we may be able to share it with or teach it to God's people. And so when that takes place, God shift your lens because now you're seeing the word for the people. He revealing the heart of the people. He's speaking through you discerning what the people need, and he's also speaking to you concerning what you need. Amen. Praise God. And so he began to increase your capacity. Amen. Hallelujah. And your understanding of the scriptures began to shift. And so that is something that I also apply, that I have to go before God for myself. I have to go before God for the people. And then I have to go before God as the Holy Spirit is leading me. Amen. Even sometimes for my children, my grandchildren, my marriage, different aspects. My study is broken up into different aspects because of that. Amen. And, beloved, I also see here, Sister Samantha spoke about the weak faith of the boy's father. Amen. And his faith could have been weakened because, you know, these are the disciples of Jesus, and he had hope that they would cast out these demons and deliver his son. Amen. Praise God. But it didn't happen. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, now that we are the representation of Christ in the earth, and he says that we shall do greater things than he did, amen, even when in his ministry, amen, praise God, this means that we ought to pray more, fast more. We have to look at Christ's example, amen, how was he so empowered, and how he empowered those that was with him. Amen. Praise God. We have to look at his example and how he lived and how he dealt with things. Amen. Praise God. And we have to begin to apply that, and we have to use our unlimited access to the throne of grace. Praise God. Amen. As he did. Amen. Hallelujah. He gave us that access. And then we saw the growing faith of the boy's father. Amen. And Sister Samantha brought out that point too, that, you know, wherever we feel weak, or we are weak in the area, the boy's father was weak, faith was weak. Amen. Praise God. But he did the right thing. He turned to Christ and he says, help me with my unbelief. And so we could boast in our weakness, knowing that God's strength will be made perfect. Sister Samantha, really, in this lesson, I'm just piggybacking on your key points that the Holy Spirit had you to bring out. You brought out all the points. Amen. Praise God. And we truly thank God for you. Amen. In the teaching of this lesson. Amen. And believe it or not, beloved, Sister Samantha did her due diligence in studying, but she didn't know that she was teaching until yesterday. Amen. Praise God. And she had other things to do, but she stepped forth. Amen. Praise God. And had a yes in her heart for God. God made opportunity for the woman of God. Amen. And God wants us to have a yes for him. Amen. Just as his disciples were willing to do. Amen. Even if when we first try, it doesn't happen the way we believe that it should, or the way the word says, what do? We go back to Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm stepping out on faith in your word. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And your word says this, and your word says that. You know, speak to him, the spirit of counsel. Amen. Praise God. And let him illuminate the eyes of your understanding and allow him to empower you. Amen. Praise God. So this was a great text. And, beloved, we can apply the things that took place in this text to our life today. Amen. How can we apply it? We can apply it by trusting God and turning to God. Amen. Praise God. When our faith is weak, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Or if something is spoken to us that is bigger than life, amen. We may have faith to handle the things that have taken place in the past, but sometimes when something new come up, or when it's one thing after another and you feel like life is beating you down, amen, that could kind of weigh you down. Amen. Praise God. And so, we want to make sure that we can trust God in every aspect, wherever we find ourselves. Amen. Living this life, praise God, just as this father trusted him. Amen. Even when things didn't work the way we expected it the first time. Amen. What do we do? Trust him again. Amen. Hallelujah. Trust him. Don't stop trusting in him. Amen. Hallelujah. And so do anyone today have anything that they want to share? Or Sister Samantha, is God leading you to add anything to what you have, or what he has already brought forth through you?
Amen. I do have a share.
Amen.
I do join a 3 a.m. Prayer line.
Mm-hmm.
And the intercessor shared a little over a week ago about one of her military friends whose daughter, she was in a car accident when she was about 18 months old. So one of the afflictions that has been hindering her for the past 26 years is that she has been having real bad seizures, convulsion, and everything. And she was sharing it with us about a week ago. And she said that she told the parents, read Mark 9, and it didn't come back to my remembrance until this morning when she spoke it again. And she shared that the parents had been praying with her, praying over her, and they have been putting her on the speakerphone or FaceTime, and they have been praying together. And she said that she believed that it was the faith of the parents that young lady on yesterday was sitting up on the side of her bed, yes, with the assistance of the medical professional, the nurses, you know, and her parents were standing in front of her. She was sitting up on the side of the bed, and she told her that, you know, that demon is going to come up out of her because, you know, they had her medically induced in a coma. But, you know, they slowly, you know, they were waking her up all throughout the week. And she had been, she couldn't do anything. Every time they would try to, you know, take her out of the coma, she would start convulsion again, having a seizure. But so right now, it's like she might, the seizures, they're like little 30 seconds. So that young lady, she has been sitting up on the side of the bed as compared to being in a coma. So this lesson went perfect for that. When she spoke of it this morning, I was like in awe just to know that, you know, someone is experiencing the same thing that this father experienced with his son during the Bible days. So I was like, oh, that was powerful. I thank God for just being able to share that story about the faith of the parents, because I know being in the military, it's already a stressful life. And just to know that your child has been dealing with this since she was 18 months old, but I know it's their faith. It was nothing but their faith in God, you know, trusting and believing in prayer that her daughter was able to just sit up on the side of that bed on yesterday. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for that victory. Amen. Praise God. Listen, he says that he anointed us to set the captives free. We thank God for victory. Amen. Woman of God, thank you for that testimony. Amen. Praise God. And we believe in God for her healing and her total wholeness, the total victory. Amen. Over her affliction. And that testimony aligns a lot, like Sister Samantha said, with the lesson. She had this situation from a young age, amen, as the boy in this text had it, amen, praise God, and not only that, amen, they had to, what, induce her into a coma, amen, praise God, to be able to keep the convulsions from coming forth. You know, beloved, we have so much to thank God for, the victory that Jesus Christ has won for us at the cross, amen. And sometimes there's so much provision that comes by way of the cross, amen, but we're not partaking in it, amen, praise God. And the only way that we can is by faith. And so, beloved, yes, partake in that provision, amen, believe God. Listen, he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. What he did then, he is still doing now, amen, praise God. Sister Samantha, even with that testimony, I, too, am encouraged, amen. Beloved, the testimonies and the things that are going on is for God's glory, and it is to encourage us. Amen. Praise God. And we need discernment. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes these things are our spirits. Amen. We wonder why we're going through the things that we're going through. Well, the Bible says that we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Amen. Sometimes these are familiar spirits that have followed a family line. Go from generation to generation. And so, yes, listen, you are when you are born a target. Amen. Praise God. So the enemy attaches himself to you, tries to take place in you, you know, wants to have control and all kind of things. Amen. But Jesus died. Amen. And he resurrected. Amen. Hallelujah. And, beloved, that is our way out. That's how we're going to put the enemy underfoot. That's how we get victory over all of these things. Amen. And so there are things happening. There are clusters of personalities like this boy and like the young lady that Sister Samantha spoke of that we think is our very own personality, the reason why we do things. And it ain't nothing but demonic spirits that we must be delivered from. Amen? Praise God. I like to say lust spirits is attracted to other spirits of lust. And so sometimes we are attracted to people because, amen, of like spirits. Amen? Praise God. Sometimes, praise God, if it's a spirit of infirmity, as the Bible say, birds of a feather flock together. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so these spirits want to act out with other spirits that are like them. Amen. Praise God. They want to be able to carry out their personalities and their activities as we've seen it in this boy. But there is deliverance for us. Amen. Praise God. Jesus died and he resurrected. Amen. For this very purpose. Amen. That we can be free from the system of this world and the demonic entities of this world. Amen. And so, yes, I thank God for this lesson. And I thank him for showing us that the things that took place in the Bible time by way of Sister Samantha's testimony still happen today. Amen. The enemy hadn't changed. He's still the same. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. Praise God. And if he could have had his way in that young lady life, amen, in the testimony of Sister Samantha, he would have killed, stealed, and destroyed, even in the life of this young man in Bible day. And that's this is why we cannot play with the devil. Amen. Praise God. Because he does not come to bless us. He come to rob us, amen, of our purpose, of our fulfilled destiny, amen. Listen, he wants your life. He wants your vessel that he can do what he wants to do through it, amen. Praise God, amen, that he could sin through it and live in rebellion to God through it. This is why God tells us to renew our mind, because the carnal mind won't submit and obey God, amen. The carnal mind is that which is in representation of the world in its system. We need a spiritualized mind, praise God, amen. And so, yes, I was so blessed through that testimony, how God used that testimony and brought it right into today's time, amen. So, beloved, we're going to go and do the questions. Sister Samantha, do you want to lead us in the questions and give us the answer, because I know that you completed it because I have it?
Amen. Question number one is, what did Jesus and the three disciples encounter when they came down the mountain? And the answer to that number one is a large crowd. They encountered a large crowd. That's the answer for number one.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not sure if there's anyone else on, but I just keep going. Number two.
Amen.
Is,
thank you, Sister Samantha.
What happened when Jesus asked the scribes what they were discussing with his disciples? And the man stepped forward, which is the father, and explained the situation to Jesus, and that the focus of their discussion was a disagreement or dispute concerning the disciples not being able to cast out the demon from his son.
Amen.
And number three, how did the father describe his son's actions, and to what did he attribute it? And he shared that his son was possessed by a demon, which causes him to be thrown to the ground and froth at the mouth, grit his teeth, and stiffen up.
My God.
Number four is, what exasperated Jesus about the whole situation? Jesus was upset over the fact that he was witnessing so much unfaithful people. And number five, what happened when the boy first saw Jesus? The demon in him caused him to convulse and threw him to the ground immediately. Number six, what seemed to have happened to the father's faith and why? His faith was shaken because the disciples were not able to heal his son.
Amen.
Amen. And question seven is, how do we hear this in his request to Jesus? He still asked Jesus to heal his son, even though his faith was shaken at that time.
Amen.
And amen. Number eight is, why did Jesus say, if thou canst believe to the Father, When Jesus used the word if, he was using the Father's words of doubt to make a statement that it was not his power to heal the boy, but that it was his Father's power to trust in God, because God can do the humanly impossible for him.
Amen. Amen. That resonated with me. Hallelujah.
At number 9 is what happened when Jesus commanded the demon to leave. The demon was violent, which resulted in the boy convulsing and displaying his rage. Yet still, he had to leave. He had to leave his body. And number 10 is, how did Jesus explain the disciples' inability to succeed? Jesus indirectly stated that they were relying on each other and not on the power of God in order to remove, to have the demon removed from the boy.
That Amen.
Was the 10 questions.
And Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Tamantha, thank you for doing the questions. Amen. Beloved, if you have done the questions, please email it. But we truly expect for you to send them in prior to the lesson being taught, because that shows that you have done the work and that you're not just copying the work. Amen. Praise God. It benefits you better when you could do the work in advance. Sister Samantha, thank you. And thank you for, we see your ability to begin and to complete an assignment, because that's what this is all about. Amen. Beloved, I just want to give you some practical points before we end. Amen. Praise God. And I believe that the practical points may also be in your book, but I want to highlight them. Amen. One, the first practical point is, before we get into an argument, we should remember that we will answer to Jesus about it. Amen. Praise God. Isn't that what happened? Amen. The Pharisees and the Sadducees got into an argument with Jesus' disciples. Amen. Praise God. And even on the other hand, you know, even with us, we have to make sure our response to the argument aligns with God's word. Whenever you get into an argument, remember that we will answer to Jesus Christ about it. Amen. Number 2 says, God does not want excuses. He wants our faith. Amen. Praise God. And so we have to be able to discern if we are in an excuse-making mode or murmuring and complaining mode. Amen. God doesn't want the excuses or the doubt or why we believe it's not going to happen. He just wants us to believe. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, let us practice perfectly believing. Amen. Having faith, trusting God above everything that may present itself against whatever it is that we believe in God for. Amen. Number 3 is, we must never doubt God's ability to act, no matter what the odds are. Amen. Praise God. Doubt is not something that God has given us when it comes down to his ability to do. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so whenever doubt presents itself, we have to remember that God did not give us that. Amen. And that it's not going to effectually bring forth, amen, the provision of God in our life. Amen. Praise God. Number 4 is, we do not need rock solid faith. We just need faith in Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't need rock solid faith. You just need to believe in him. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I believe that something is shifting and working now in the lives of the hearers. Amen. Number 5 is, the work of God in our lives can be frightening, but it leads to lasting peace. Isn't that right? It can be frightening. Amen. I'm sure this boy was frightened. Deliverance happening in his life had him being left near dead. Amen. He was laying there like he was dead. Everybody said he was dead. But Jesus knew, amen, that the demon could not kill him, that the demon had to submit to God's plan, amen, to Jesus' command, amen. Praise God. And so number 6 is, when human strength fails,
prayer avails. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. God is not doing it by our might and by our power, but by his spirit. And so when we pray, we know that it's not happening in our strength or in our or the, just the provision in our hand, amen, that God is putting the super to our natural. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, we have a lot that we ought to thank God for. Amen. Praise God. All the provision of the cross. Amen. Hallelujah. And his ability to do. I know one thing today, I am encouraged. Amen. Praise God. I know one thing, doubt has no place in me. Amen. Praise God. When doubt arises, I'm going to have to put it out. Amen. Praise God. And that is what all of us need to do with doubt, that we need to replace doubt with faith. Amen. Our fears with faith. Amen. Praise God. Amen. There are some things that need to be replaced with faith. Amen. Praise God. And as you're living, going day by day, beloved, begin to replace these things with faith. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to release the line back to Sister Samantha, amen, that the Holy Spirit may lead and grace her to give us the final words, amen, praise God, the altar call, the final words, and the closeout prayer, amen.
Amen, amen. I'll give the final word. I'd just like to say to each and every one of you, just knowing that your faith is very important in today's world. We know uh-huh. that sometimes we may encounter some kind of situation or another, whatever it is, trials, tribulations, obstacles. We just have to continue to just trust in God
mm-hmm.
and keep. And remember, you also have to have the faith because, you know, if you don't
Amen.
Have faith, you know, you're gonna tend to fall for something else, and you don't want to do that. And I'll just want to just say thank you for each and every one of you just listening. And then I'll just do the altar call today. And then say, if there's anyone on the line that don't know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you can just say with me and just pray the prayer that you said, Lord Jesus, if you would just come into my heart and take control over my life.
Yes, Lord.
And just confess with your mouth that, Lord, you know, Jesus is Lord. And that he has, God raised him from the dead,
you
will be saved. Romans 10:9-10 says, so on today, if you just confess that the Lord Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart, then you will be saved. And just ask God to, just forgive you of all of your sins and allow him to come into your heart. You too will be saved. And if you don't have a church home, you can always fellowship with Cornerstone Deliverance Church. And if you don't want to, you can always go wherever it is, a church, a Bible-believing church to worship with. So, and then I just say, Lord Jesus, it's the blood. The blood.
Yay! Hallelujah! Thank you.
I'm going to save you today.
Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah!
Right.
Hallelujah!
So it is the
blood
to
God.
Blood.
Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Sister Samantha did not know, but as she was praying, I was anointing my husband's head. Amen. I anoint him before he go out. And I always say the blood of Jesus. And as I was thinking that she spoke it, hallelujah, and it quickened me and moved. Oh, Kobosia, I just felt the power of God at that moment because we was able to touch and agree concerning the power of the blood. Amen. So, yes, thank God. Things are happening. Amen. Praise God, and we thank God for it. Amen. Sister Samantha, thank you for serving. Amen, on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. And, beloved, we're going to go in peace and serve the Lord and be a witness. Amen. Sister Samantha, I'm going to ask that you stay on for a moment.